Jefferson County Public Schools' new transportation plan failed on the first day of school, causing the district to cancel classes for 6 days. Last week, several bus drivers told us their routes are impossible. I'm Justin Hicks, data reporter for WFPL. Education reporter Jess Clark and I got hold of data that showed where and when buses were supposed to arrive. We picked a random bus schedule and spent a day trying to hit about 100 stops on time.
Okay, so it is 5:25 a.m. We are on our way to our first stop.
For our experiment, we waited about 30 seconds at each stop based on the JCPS estimate for students to load and unload. We also tried to follow the district's rules for drivers. And that means no GPS. Drivers use directions from sheets of paper. So we printed out some the day before. I drove, just read out each turn.
You're going to go about 1,000 feet, and then you're going to turn right onto Jones Drive.
The directions didn't always work out. Sometimes we got confused. Sometimes our paper directions from Google were just wrong.
We are now 1 minute behind because we did a little loop-de-loop.
All right, that's not
going the wrong way.
We got to our first school on time and then kicked our imaginary students off the bus.
All right, everybody, wake up. You're at school.
All of our other imaginary kids weren't so lucky. Our early mistakes compounded, and we got to the remaining three schools late. By our last stop of the morning at Bedora Elementary, our imaginary kids arrived 20 minutes after class started.
Definitely won't get their breakfast in the cafeteria. So that sucks.
This is incredibly stressful. There is no room for error, and I don't think I'm cut out to be a bus driver.
Me neither.
So our morning, not so successful. But we had another shot in the afternoon. Alongside roughly 24 actual buses, we showed up to Central High School where we loaded up with more imaginary kids. Bus stop data we pulled from JCPS has a time linked to each stop, and following one of the district's drivers, we realized she actually found a better order for stops than the data prescribed.
We are now improvising. We are now... This is jazz. This is bus driving jazz here.
Even following behind her expert lead, we were still falling behind in rush hour traffic.
I don't see how any amount of practice could make this better.
No.
She is doing very efficient driving here.
Yeah, and like, we're not stopping for the length that it may take for students to actually unload.
You can't catch up. You keep falling behind. It's like when you watch that, you know that I Love Lucy clip where, like, they get behind in, like, the chocolate factory?
Yeah.
And they just are stuffing chocolate in their mouth, and they're you know? That's what it feels like. It's like every stop was, like, another piece of chocolate thrown at you.
Even with no major incidents or bathroom breaks, we arrived at the last stop on our sheet 45 minutes behind.
I mean, this is an impossible route sheet.
Yeah.
Like, it's possible to do all these routes, but it is definitely not possible to do them in the time given.
Sure.
Definitely not. Some of them it is, but like overall, you're late.
It's 6:30 p.m. and we're exhausted from the stress of racing the clock all day. We've spent roughly 9 hours on the road.
Well, after doing this today, I feel like so much respect for bus drivers.
Superheroes for sure.
All right, I have to pee.
All right, let's
my final thought. I have to pee.
Let's get the hell out of here.
How do we get out of here?
Yeah, where are we? Let's break out the Google Maps.
In Louisville, I'm Justin Hicks with my co-pilot, Jess Clark.